Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 4, Days 15 through 21. Volume 4, Day 15, Be Angry and Sin Not, Part 5 of 10. Further exploration of the progression from the abundance of the heart, belief, to the mouth speaking, expression, reveals useful information which can and does lead to transformation, greater love and acceptance of others through a renewing of the mind, changed beliefs, as written in Romans 12:2. Learning this progression from the heart to the expression helped me effect changes such that when my cup is kicked over, healing love pours out instead of my caustic opinions and misguided understandings. I have received most of what I believed from well-meaning family and friends, yet the Bible is the only trustworthy source of God's truth as revealed to us by the Holy Spirit's guidance to truth, according to John chapter 16. Most of us have accepted many things which are only partly true and some things that are completely false. I began to realize each angry expression in order to discover what belief I held had been hurt or rejected. I first considered what feeling was involved. Once I had isolated the feeling, I asked myself why another's expression, word, or action hurt that particular feeling. I asked God to reveal what I needed to change in my beliefs in order to eliminate the hurt feeling. I did this repeatedly until the belief was changed or dismissed and the feelings ceased to be hurt. In 3 years, I had changed over 300 misrepresentations into the reality of God's perceptions. The statement, "Your perception is your reality," became a constant awareness in my mind. And if you don't think this statement is true, consider the need for asylums for people whose perceptions are so far from reality they must be contained for their own protection and for the protection of those around them. Let God's Holy Spirit guide you into all truth, which is His purpose in the life of the believer in Jesus. If you have trouble hearing His voice, be patient. He will ultimately guide you to the truth you need to know and enable you to make adjustments to what you believe. You can trust God not to misguide you on any issue on which you confer with Him. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 4, Day 16. Be Angry and Sin Not, Part 6 of 10. Anger arises in the soul when and only when some other emotion has been hurt. Anger management is what the Scriptures call for. However, you cannot manage anything which eludes your understanding. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Matthew 12:34. The progression mentioned in a previous day's message might be restated as, what my spirit chooses to believe when that belief is challenged or affirmed creates a feeling, negative or positive, which my mind ponders with regards to how to express my displeasure or my pleasure, and then my body expresses these thoughts, either verbally or in action. We are made in the image of God. The four aspects of God's image in which we are made are choice, compassion, rationale, and expression. Or, I have a will, want, compassion, feeling, rationale, thinking, and expression, speaking or doing. Our free will desire, sense of justice, and purpose for communication correspond to God's ways. With the heart, we choose beliefs. With our soul, we feel. With our mind, we think about what course of action or words we will use. And with our strength, body, we express strongly ourselves by doing or saying. Jesus actually described this imagery in the Gospel of Mark. In Mark 12:30, Jesus describes the likeness of humans in the image of God as having four unique parts: heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the strength is really expressions in word or action. So if you would, imagine a drawing with four circles. the smallest circle in the middle with concentrically larger rings of circles around it. The heart or spirit are in the middle, and that's what causes us to believe, choosing our belief. Our soul feels, our mind thinks, and our strength expresses, acts or speaks. So, keeping in mind our image of God, the circles describe the four parts. However, we also have these four aspects: choice, which is our will, compassion, which is our desire, rationale, which is our
sense of justice,
and expression, which is our purpose. God has no desire to change your personality, only your heart. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 4, Day 17. Be Angry and Sin Not, Part 7 of 10. Anger arises in the soul when some other emotion has been hurt. Anger management is what the scriptures call for. However, you cannot manage anything which eludes your understanding. One aspect of anger which is seldom considered is that most anger directed at people has beneath its noisy or violent expression some anger toward God as well. After all, most people believe that God could prevent evil from happening or bad things from happening to good people. In retrospect, I could see that nearly all of my prayers were asking God to do something for me, like taking away problems or filling my pockets with money. And when God did not answer my prayers with a resounding yes and in short order, I was at least a little bit displeased. Most of my prayers up to that point were asking God to do good things and eliminate bad things as I defined them. So then, when processing anger management techniques, which in this case is diligently striving to change the negativity in my soul into positivity toward myself, others, and God, I should strongly consider if and why I might be mad at God himself. It is likely that I am asking God for things which will not serve his purposes for me. To that end, this volume of devotional messages includes a series on prayer. Our pursuit of a clean heart must include dialogue with God in every moment of decision. You may even find that you have some anger toward God in every angry expression. The most common anger is about one's sense of fairness having been violated. Now, to be sure, most of us have a similar sense of fairness, but when we do not, it creates conflict of the highest order. Wars are mostly fought over religion or politics, both of which are matters of opinion, but flying in the face of our pursuit of fairness, Jesus was treated the most unfairly of any human who ever lived. Therefore, praying for fairness is not God's desire. Praying for God's purposes to be fulfilled is most consistent with his desire. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 4, Day 18. Be Angry and Sin Not, Part 8 of 10. Anger arises in the soul when and only when some other emotion has been hurt. Anger management is what the scriptures call for. However, you cannot manage anything which eludes your understanding. In order to effect changes in your motives, you must first know what your motives are. We often hate in others the motives we cannot stand in ourselves, but we rarely notice that our opinions of others mostly assume that everyone else is like me, warts and all. So when you are judging another person, snag that criticism and be introspective with it. It well could become a scalpel with which you could perform exploratory surgery, as it were, on your spirit or motives. And it is highly likely that all of this exploratory surgery will be painful. When you dissect an angry expression and isolate the hurt emotion and tie it to something you believe, you are prepared for heart surgery. This can be performed with the assistance of a counselor, heart specialist, or with only the assistance of God, the ultimate physician, especially of the heart. The first step is to ask yourself, Is my anger directed toward another person or persons, or toward God? If the answer is both, process the anger toward another person separately from your anger toward God. Ask yourself why you were expressing anger toward God, and what is it that I believe about what was just said or done that caused this particular emotion to be hurt? Remember, be specific as to the emotion, not the expression, which is anger. About the belief, ask yourself not that it is true, but does my belief feel true? Then present that belief to the Lord and pray. Lord, what do you want me to believe instead of what I do right now? It is God's Holy Spirit who can correct your beliefs. Just let him do it. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen. Volume 4, Day 19. Be Angry and Sin Not, Part 9 of 10. Anger arises in the soul when and only when some other emotion has been hurt. Anger management is what the scriptures call for. However, you cannot manage anything which eludes your understanding. Anger toward another person. Ask yourself, would you have any hesitation about expressing the opposite of anger? And what do you believe would happen if you did the opposite behavior? The answers here should help you determine the reason for your angry expression, words, or actions. The reason will be a belief which you have. Remember, be specific as to the emotion, not the expression, which would be anger. About the belief, ask yourself, not that it is true, but does my belief feel true? Then present that belief to God. Lord, what do you want me to believe instead of what I do now? It is God's Holy Spirit who can correct your beliefs. Let him do it. Often the Holy Spirit takes you to a scripture which expresses a belief that will bring you relief. It may be another verse you memorized and which brings with it a belief contrary to the one you held which precipitated your behavior, that is, angry expression. I found it most helpful to assume that what I had been believing needed to be changed. Jesus never had a bad thought about people. He had an unfailing compassion and understanding of their emotional needs. He loves without conditions of behavior or motive. That is what his life, death, resurrection, and ascension are all about. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen. Volume 4, Day 20. Be Angry and Sin Not, Part 10 of 10. In summary, anger management is directed by God's word, but only applied by my choice. Blaming others for my hurt feelings is counterproductive. It is only the truth about myself that will set me free. When I am free from all fear, pain, embarrassment, and all other self-righteousness or self-focus, I am free indeed. All of my hurt feelings boil down to playing to the wrong audience. My concerns about pleasure, prosperity, popularity, reputation, power, and control being found in a human audience caused every hurt feeling. When I began playing to an audience of one, God, who loves me always and without conditions of behavior or motive or results, all hurt feelings vanished. Although I sort of backed into the truth of God's word using this practice to manage my anger by filling my heart with love, joy, and peace, at least I discovered the truth is clearly stated in Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit of God, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Notice the progression from choice of belief to expression. It will either be dictated by my spirit or God's spirit. It is my free will choice to do it myself or let God do it in every experience of life. I now make a cognitive choice in every encounter to surrender my choice to the Spirit of God. Then, his beliefs bring his feelings to bear such that his thoughts will specifically craft his loving expressions. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 4, Day 21, Eliminating Hurt One Emotion at a Time. We are spiritual beings driven purely by emotions. We cannot change our emotions, but we can change beliefs which affect them. Our anger or euphoria, madness or exuberance, depend on the choices we make as to what we believe. And what we believe can be changed by choice. The ultimate in personal peace, pleasure, and healthy relationships begins with a hot pursuit to understand what God believes and resonate with His heart. The pattern is observed by our human relationship with our most significant other. When God becomes our most significant other, we will have been fully redeemed and our selfishness will have been replaced with His unconditional and unselfish caring. The chart below may help you identify emotions which are easily hurt so that you can process the anger with God and eliminate each hurt emotion. You can test each new belief against the truth of Scripture so as to ensure healthy change. The chart includes the heading, Anger is the natural expression of the violation of one's sense of well-being. Anger is the expletive expression of a negative emotion. I have lists of emotions, love versus hate, confidence versus fear, pride opposed to shame, bliss as opposed to misery, satisfaction as opposed to disappointment, acceptance versus rejection, compassion versus apathy, euphoria as opposed to despair, intimacy as opposed to loneliness, tranquility as opposed to anxiety, wonder as opposed to terror, innocence as opposed to guilt, delight opposing disgust, happiness versus sadness, affirmation over humiliation, contentment versus envy, ecstasy versus agony, admiration versus contempt, and joy versus sorrow. Anger is how loudly or violently I express my displeasure about what feeling has been hurt, emotional distress. Bliss is how loudly and ecstatically I express my pleasure about what feeling has been affirmed, emotional delight. Devotions read by Bob Clarkson.